And recording. The following interview is conducted as part of the Georgia Institute of Technology's Everyday Georgia Interview Project. Today is June 28th, 2018. The interview is taking place at Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia. The interviewer is Amanda Pellerin, and the interviewees are, and just go around and say your names.
Melissa Barlow.
Nabil Faridi.
Tracy Santos.
Shane Kreider.
Emily Kreider.
Jackson Williams.
Duncan Santos.
Perfect. Again, I want to say thank you for participating in this project. Because we're interviewing multiple people at the same time, I'm just going to ask that before you say any of your statements, say your name first. You know, this is, and then your first name is fine. That way it will help our transcription process a lot. So we're going to start with some background contextual questions just to understand a little bit about y'all. So this is a question for everyone. Can you tell me where you were born and where you grew up?
This is Melissa Barlow. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, at Georgia Baptist Hospital, and I grew up in Vinings.
This is Nabil Brady, and I was born in India, New Delhi, and I grew up over there too, but I just moved here for about 4 years ago.
This is Tracy Santos. I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland, grew up in Bowie, Maryland, and have lived in Atlanta for 25 years.
My name is Shane Kreider. I was born in Germany. I have lived in Georgia pretty much all but about 2 or 3 months of my life. So.
This is Emily. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and I've grown up in Smyrna.
This is Jackson Williams. Been born in Atlanta and grew up in Smyrna.
This is Duncan Santos, and I was born in Smyrna and grew up in Smyrna.
Okay. This is for Melissa. Can you please tell me about your education and your career experiences?
Yes, this is Melissa Barlow. I went to the Lovett School and graduated from there in 1980. Then I went to Clemson University, and I ended up majoring in, I had a BS in psychology. After I majored in psychology, I didn't know what to do with it, so I went to graduate school at Jacksonville State University, and I got a MS in clinical psychology. And then I went to work for the Department of Defense. I worked at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield as a counseling psychologist. And I did that for 11 years and quit in August 01. And I came back home to Atlanta, and I went to school at Mercer University, where I earned my initial certification to teach science and ELA. I know it's a weird combination, but it works. And then I did my student teaching here at Griffin Middle School, and the rest has been history. I started working here in 03. And then in 07, I went to Lincoln Memorial University, where I got my specialist degree in administration and supervision.
What is ELA?
English Language Arts.
Okay, interesting. So you are teaching what subjects at Griffin?
I teach physical science. I teach the high school classes to the eighth grade students and the advanced content physical science.
What is physical science?
Physical science is a combination of chemistry for the first semester and then physics for the second.
Okay. All right, this is for the, I'm sorry. I also see that it says you earned your gifted certificate and your coaching endorsement.
Right.
What is a coaching endorsement?
It's an academic coach. So not this past year, but the year before, I was part-time teacher and part-time science academic coach.
Okay. Is that like a tutoring or?
No, it was working towards STEM.
Okay. With students or with other teachers?
With other teachers.
Gotcha. Okay. That's great. That's a great way to kind of advocate and support each other as teachers, right?
Right.
Being the academic coach like that. That's awesome. Okay, this is for the students. Can you tell me what your favorite subject in school is and why?
This is Nabil, and my favorite subject in school is science and math, because with math, okay, let's go with science first. Science, I like science because there's many opportunities to do do experiments and make models and other things, because just 2 years ago when I was in Ms. Barlow's class, we made houses, electrical houses, and we added electrical currents to those houses. And then math, I like math because it's just that kind of subject that you just get along with it.
Is there a particular branch or like part of math that you like geometry versus algebra versus, or is it all of it that you like?
I just like all of it.
Yeah. And what grade are you in?
I was in ninth grade. I'm moving to 10th now.
Okay, great.
This is Emily, and my favorite would be, I guess, ELA, because I like to write poetry.
Okay, great. What kind of poetry?
I like just to write like about my personal life.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you journal?
No. I don't like journaling.
Yeah. It's hard to get into the routine sometimes in that. That's great. What grade are you in?
I'll be a sophomore next year.
Okay. But this Griffin is a middle school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they were eighth graders when they participated.
I see. Okay. Great.
So we had all three grade levels participate, and I want to bring them back.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Jackson?
I'm sorry.
So the question is, what is your favorite subject in school and why?
This is Jackson, and my favorite... Okay, this is Jackson, and my favorite subject in school is business and technology, because it's a fun class, and I feel like with the where we are right now, business and technology is going to be needed in the future.
That's not a course I'm familiar with from primary school. So
like an ELA or math course, are you saying?
No, like what do you learn in business and technology?
Well, you mainly on the computer, and you lose learning about the skills you need in business. And like, for example, I got a Microsoft Word certification, which shows that I mastered all of Word, and yeah.
Okay, great. What grade are you in?
I'm going to ninth.
Gotcha.
I'm Duncan Santos, and my favorite subject is math, because my mom mostly works with like computers and technology, and she like really loves math, so I got it from her, basically.
Is there any particular type of math you like more?
I just like math in general because it comes easy to me.
Okay, great. What grade are you in?
I'm going into ninth.
Okay, great. All right, this question is back to Ms. Barlow. What are your interests and hobbies?
My interests are running. I enjoy talking to people. I'll just go up and talk to anybody because I like learning about people. Like I didn't know you were from Germany. I like history a lot. I just like learning.
Great.
And you like Clemson.
Oh, and I like Clemson. Sorry, but this is Georgia Tech. I hope to be at the game, by the way, in the fall.
Hope to see you there.
I do like all sports. I should probably say that.
Football, particularly.
Oh, football. Football and baseball.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, back to the students. What career would you like to have one day?
This is Nabil, and one day I would like to be a mechanical engineer of some sort, either with computers or other technologies.
This is Emily, and I would like to be a pediatric ER nurse.
This is Jackson, and I'd like to be something with computer science.
This is Duncan. I'd like to be mostly more like technology working with, like more like military defense.
Okay. Great. Now this is for everyone. Can you please describe a significant person or event which influenced who you are today?
This is Melissa. I'm going to have to say it's my grandmother. She's a very compassionate and loving woman, had an enormous amount of faith, and she just was always positive and caring, and I miss her.
This is Nabil, and I would like to say a few people that inspired me. That would be my middle school teachers, like Miss Barlow, Miss Feitz, and the other teachers that I had, because they made me focus where I want to go and what I want to do. And then they also helped me with my high school classes. Miss Barlow helped me study, and she was pretty good at teaching.
Thank you.
This is Tracy. My father actually way back suggested strongly that I consider entering computer science in undergrad. So I have a BS in computer science while achieving a BA in French, and then I went on to get a master's in computer science. So I have at Clemson, and I have been supporting STEM in schools since kindergarten through PTA and parent involvement. So as part of PTA, we made a big push and supported financially and through volunteers a lot of these kinds of programs. So I've been an advocate of Ms. Barlow and any teacher who is really pushing a lot of STEM in schools to get all the students educated.
Are you working in the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 26 years, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so my company, I was at one company for 25 years. This is now a year and a half in the new company in Vistacom, and they actually were interested and supported the project. They sponsored our t-shirts and sponsored our celebration at the end of the challenge. So
nice.
That was real nice, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we're Department of Defense contractors, and so we support warfighter. We do satellite communications technology.
Okay.
And cyber defense, too.
Great.
This is Shane. I'd have to say my grandfathers. I had several. They taught me the balance between hard work and play, and some good work ethics over the years. So I'd have to give them credit for my roles in life these days.
Thank you.
This is Emily. I'd have to say my eighth grade year, because like all of my teachers were like always pushing me, like even if I couldn't do it, especially Miss Feitz, because if I couldn't do it, she would be like, keep going with it, keep trying, and then I'd end up getting the problem right.
What, where did you feel like you needed to be pushed?
In math.
Because
I kind of just gave up.
Okay.
This is Jackson. An event that I look back to that like motivates me is I gave food to a homeless shelter, and it like showed me that I need to take advantage of what I have and be grateful. And yeah.
Great.
So this is Duncan Santos, and I think my mother has pushed me like to be the person who I am, and she pushes me forward and makes sure that I can be the best that I can be.
Great. That's very nice. I appreciate, especially the students, taking that question on. I know that's a big question early in your life, so I'm glad. I'm impressed that you all had responses right away. That's great. Okay, now we're going to kind of move into the Georgia Tech related questions and the program. I had this written down for Ms. Barlow to talk about, but I think maybe you as well as the parents can talk about how you initially became involved with the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Okay, so this is Melissa, and it was in the summer of 2016. I got an email from our principal, Mr. Gillihan, saying that the Georgia Tech Research Institute and Braves are collaborating on a STEM project, and was I interested? And of course, he got an immediate response, of course I am. I'm all about STEM, of course. And you know, just knowing that the Braves were coming and it was gonna be baseball related, I could not wait to do this. Really didn't know anything about it until, I guess, really when we started school. I was just trying to get some participants at the beginning of the school year. And then at first we thought it was just going to be for eighth graders, and then they told us it was going to be seventh and sixth as well. They wanted all three grade levels. So we went and got recruited, and we had enough interest that we had two teams. And then we went to the STEM night at Turner Field, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun, and they unveiled the Tomahawk launcher, or tosser, excuse me. And that was pretty cool. They actually demonstrated it for us and everything, and then we stayed for a game. And then myself and Mr. Scotchless, he's another teacher that also helped with this program. He and I went to a professional learning down at the Georgia Tech Research Institute, and we actually had to put one of these together. And I have to say, Mr. Scotchless was a brave man because I almost hit him in the head a few times while building this thing. Oh my goodness, it was harder than, you know, it was hard to build it. But anyway, I never did hit him, thank goodness. And then we got our launchers, I think, in November, December timeframe. And then they went to work building it, and they did these math modules. And they even were here on a Friday night, the Friday before spring break, calling their math teacher to ask her how to work out a problem. So I thought I was pretty impressed. We're here Friday night eating pizza, collaborating on all of these modules that they had to do. And then, let's see, the competition was May 1st,
yeah,
I believe.
I think so.
And that was down at Georgia Tech. We were supposed to be on the field, but it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And so we competed.
You're supposed to be on Grant Field.
I'm
the
not,
football?
Well, we at
Grant, or the baseball?
Probably
the baseball.
On,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we ended up in the gym.
In the swim arena.
Okay, like the CRC
yes.
building?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was really fun. They had the Braves drumline was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an awesome experience, I think, for the students. They got to practice their interviewing skills. Each one of them had a certain job while they were building the Tomahawk Tosser. They held each other accountable, and like I said earlier, it was all three grade levels working together, problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, maybe can you talk a bit about this involvement and how it relates to the PTA work?
So the PTA supports students and parents and interests of the school, and so when we heard about the project, of course, we were immediately excited about it.
And how did you hear about the project?
So through Miss Barlow, because
okay.
we've been buddies just through PTA. Just when we started in sixth grade, we held a STEM fair, and so we were introducing the students to different STEM related companies and experiments and things like that. And so from then forward, we just bonded immediately over different kinds of things. And she asked me if I was interested, and I told her, of course. And Duncan's a baseball player, and so is Jackson. So they were immediately drawn to it as well. So I was able to take off work and, you know, adjust my schedule to be here pretty much every Wednesday to support the club personally. And then through the PTA, we were able to fund some of the activities via donations.
Okay.
So we kind of funnel the money through the PTA. The company donates in support of the club, and so we facilitated that. So we had the team t-shirt so that we kind of showed up as on competition day ready to represent. The students participated in the design of the t-shirts, and then we had a grand celebration afterwards at
the varsity.
At the varsity.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so
nice.
Right after competition, so that
yeah.
was nice. And then, you know, it's an objective of the school to support STEM incorporation into the schools through competition. So this was one of the things PTA is a big supporter of as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And how about your first introduction?
So my first introduction, this is Shane. Was my wonderful daughter Emily here come running out to the truck and said, "We have an emergency, can you come quick?" So she got me in the door, and the so-called emergency was they were having issues with a bolt and a nut getting it put onto the launcher. And with my maintenance background, I do a lot of mechanical work, so I started helping and started working with the kids to help the actual building process of
okay.
The project. So
great.
Very good with simple machines.
Yes.
The basics of engineering.
Correct.
So my understanding is that the GTRI was kind of the catalyst for this project. They came up with the idea and sent emails around to the different schools, school administrators, who then sent out to the relevant teachers that they had on staff.
I think it was actually this is Melissa, by the way. I think they actually sent it to our STEM coordinator for all of Cobb County, Dr.
Okay.
Sally Krill.
Okay.
I think that's where, and then she forwarded it to five of the schools in Cobb County. Because it was five Cobb County schools and I think five Fulton County schools that participated. And GTRI, what they did was they actually designed and manufactured the launchers.
Okay.
And held the PL.
And then had the professional learning
mm-hmm.
Training so that the teachers could learn how to build these things.
Right.
And then you bring back your prototype and also plans to work with the students, or did the students come up with their own kind of engineering roadmap on how to make these.
So in order to make the competition, this is Tracy, in order to make the competition level, after they decided it was very complex to design and build, Georgia Tech, GTRI, supplied the kit boxed just from scratch. So they brought basically a box full of bolts and nuts and boards. They had to pop out every individual piece. So they had to go through the project based on a set of plans. So they had a nice 2-foot by 3-foot plans with no other instructions, strictly plans. So it was basically like a nice mechanical engineering design drawing set.
Right.
But no how-tos, no what first, and just here.
Here's the material and
right.
go. Okay.
And so based on their experience, they kind of guided them, but the students really worked through the whole problem themselves.
Okay. And it was all after school. None of this was managed during school hours.
Right.
This club, yeah.
Yeah. This is Melissa. It was Wednesdays and Fridays and a couple weekends, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for the students, I want to know what made you interested in participating in the project. Let's start with Duncan this time.
This is Duncan, and since I played in baseball, I was pretty interested in, like, math at the time as I am now, and I thought that would combine both of them, what I like am interested in most, so that would be an interesting way to like experience baseball and math together at the same time.
Kind of combined two things that you liked a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My name is Jackson, and this is how I got into it.
Yes. Well, what made you want to join the project?
Well, my math teacher, Ms. Fight, she was like, I'm pretty sure she's involved in it. Well, I like math also, and I like baseball, and I had nothing to do in the afternoons, so I was looking for something to do, then I ran into the club.
Okay. Just by happenstance, or did you see them in here tinkering away, or did you hear about it from somebody?
I think I heard about it from somebody.
Okay. A friend or a teacher?
This is Tracy. So we needed more seventh graders, and Duncan and Jackson are good friends.
Okay.
And so they've played baseball together for a long time. So we knew he was good in math, so we added him to the list of possible volunteers and recruited him specifically and asked him if he was available and interested.
Well, that has to feel pretty good, right? Yeah. Somebody recognizes your talent and your ability and says, please come join the team. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Emily.
This is Emily. I was in Mr. Scotch's class for first block, and he was like talking about it, and I was like, I can ask my parents, because he knew that I had played softball. And he was like, we're doing this baseball launcher, and kept trying to get me to do it and get me to do it. I was like, I don't know if I want to do it, because I thought it would just be like, I didn't think there were going to be any other girls in it, and I didn't want to be the only girl. And then I found out like some of my other friends were in it, like Caitlin Campbell and stuff like, and them. And he got on his phone and like gave me the registration thing and said, fill this out, and just kind of made me do it. And then I ended up doing it and brought my dad into it.
Good thing you had backup for everyone. Did you feel, like you mentioned that you felt maybe hesitant because you didn't want to be the only girl, but did you also feel hesitant because you mentioned that you had some struggles, challenges in math? Like, did that make you?
I wasn't bad at math until the second semester because of algebra and stuff like that. But like the beginning of math, I was good. And that's why Mr. Scott just wanted me to do it, because I was actually pretty good at the math stuff in his class.
Okay, great. Do you feel like doing that project helped kind of give you more confidence in that area too? Or, okay, great. Nabil?
So this is Nabil. So back in seventh grade, I was in the robotics team. And so I wanted to do something similar, but not exactly the same thing. And then Ms. Barlow came up, because I was in her class second block, so she was going over the stuff, and she was asking other people too, so then she asked me about it, and I was interested in it, so I thought it would be good to do STEM this year.
How did y'all feel about, and Ms. Barlow, you can talk about this and the parents as well, what you experienced from the outside working as a team on this project?
I think it was a good diverse team, actually. She ended up recruiting a lot of different people from different backgrounds and different interests, different strengths. So they definitely had leaders and they took on challenges, but they worked together really well as a team, and it was interesting to observe kind of how they collaborated. Clearly they built two awesome launchers, so success.
And this is Melissa, and it was kind of interesting also. So a couple people, Jackson and Duncan, have said that they play baseball. And for Nabil, the STEM night down at Turner Field, that was his first baseball game.
It was. I've never seen a baseball game before.
What did you think?
It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, can you, this is for everyone as well, can you kind of tell me a little bit more about the competition? Like, put me really back in that place. Like, what was the crowd like? Or I guess you did the, wait, let's back up. You did the competition at Georgia Tech. You saw the demonstration at the stadium. So when you were at the competition, though, I still want to know like how it felt, like how many people were there, what it sounded like, all those things kind of like really put me in the space.
Okay, this is Melissa. It was fantastic. I thought I did not know they were going to have the Braves drumline there. It ended up being seven teams. It wasn't all 10 of the teams. It was seven of them. I don't know. I just thought it was great. I mean, I think everybody was energized and excited about it. I know our students were running to, what were y'all looking at that window?
I believe there was a pool.
Oh, yeah. A pool. Okay. I know they kept running over to this one window and looking at it. But it was just an exciting day. Just, you know, like I said, with the Braves drumline there, the competition. I think everybody there is very competitive. People were also very nice in helping each other. Mm-hmm. I went back and looked at some of the pictures this week, and I saw one of our participants was over helping another team with their machine. So I was like, oh, I don't remember that, but that was so sweet of them. Mm-hmm. They was actually helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you guys describe the two different events, the two different parts of the events?
So the first part we did was the launcher. We actually got to launch it, and the whole purpose was to shoot it at a target.
Okay.
So we had to like adjust our launcher into a certain angle and be able to like pull it back to a certain distance to be able to launch it perfectly, trying to get it into the target.
Was that hard?
It was pretty difficult, but we got pretty close. Someone actually hit the bucket.
Okay.
And that was pretty
Do you cool. remember how far away it was?
They changed it a couple times in the different things so that it wouldn't be set, and you would have to change it, and you wouldn't have to just keep it in the same place and try and fix a few little things that were wrong.
This is Emily. I was like, I really did like the interview part a lot, because no one else really wanted to do it. But the interview, they would ask us questions about how we made the launcher and how we had to take a journal on everything that we had done. And with my team, our journalist had quit. So we all were like trying to figure out who was gonna do the journaling, and like we ended up agreeing that we can all do it. So we had to explain that. Like everybody ended up explaining their part of it. And it was funny because we were interviewing each other trying to like prepare for it, because we didn't know what questions would be asked.
What was your part?
I kind of did like helped with everything, because we just bounced around a lot.
Okay.
I did like, I was helping like in certain criteria in the group because of my dad, because he was helping everywhere. So it's kind of just like following him around.
Okay.
This is Nabil. Okay. So I was the team leader of the Scorchers team. And during the competition, we had three test launchers, like the participants from our team. And at the start, we got a bit conflicted because there were three of them. Everyone was deciding who shoots, who's gonna decide where to shoot. And then the first launch, we messed up severely, but after that, they all worked together and then they hit the bucket once, and then they were really close to getting it in the bucket, the ball.
Did y'all win?
No, we did not win.
Did
but
someone win? Was there a
yes?
There was there a winner at the end?
Yeah.
I think it was Cooper.
This
is
Melissa. Cooper Middle School won, and they actually got to take their tomahawk tosser to the May 4th game and actually throw out the first ball.
Oh, okay. Neat. And I heard that maybe you met some of the Braves players through this project.
Well, after we did this project, I had in the spring, I had also gone to another PL, professional learning, and it was the science of baseball. And through that, we were able to, well, it was a surprise. We did that for about a week in our classes, and then Jason Mott, a relief pitcher for the Braves, came out and pitched the ball to them. And then, as a result of that, we participated in Chop Fest. Duncan did.
Jackson.
And some of our other students had also participated in the launcher. We did the science of baseball at Chop Fest, and so we had some of the players help us out. The one that helped me out was Dan Winkler.
Winkler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Neat. Saw him pitch the other day.
Okay, this is our wrap-up question. How have your interactions with the technologies, so the tomahawk tosser, affected your work or personal life, or your school?
This is Nabil, and while I was working with my team on the tomahawk tosser, I believe it helped me become more confident in myself. As I was a team leader, I was thinking and deciding what we should give to someone and what we shouldn't give to someone, the roles and different things. So I believe that I am a good choice for a team leader now just because of that project.
That's great.
This is Tracy. I think the project was a great example of how to leverage Georgia Tech in general and integration into school projects to continue to promote STEM and engineering activities and exercises like this to get more students involved, because I am pro engineering and pro math. We need more students, we need more talent in the working world. So we really, anything we can do to continue down this path. I think it was an exciting project, it was a fun project, a lot of hands-on. They did a lot of lessons, so they really did incorporate a launch angle and some physics along with it. So I thought that part was really well done by Georgia Tech.
This is Emily. It gave like a lot of the different grades to like meet each other, because like a lot of the eighth graders didn't want to hang out with the sixth graders and or seventh graders. They wanted to just do their own thing, but with doing it, we all had to work as a team. And my group, I was with Nabil's group, and we figured that out on the first when we first launched it, because like all of us were like fighting and arguing about it, and then it was like we just need to do it and just make work as a team to do it. And so we ended up having to figure out how to work as a team instead of by ourselves.
Do you want me to read the question again?
I didn't really. Oh, this is Jackson. It helped. It helped work as like team bonding skills, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And like building, it helped like learn me how to build.
Great.
So this is Duncan, and it actually helped with more of my mechanical skills to help me understand more mechanics and how, like, what these, like, how to use these and what they can do together and basically what each of these items can do.
Is there anything else that anyone wants to,
This is Melissa. I think it really helped them with their problem-solving skills, because I'm going to be very honest. I was not very good at building when I did it with Mr. Scotchless. And so for them to come to me and say, could you help? No. Sorry. Figure it out. And I really do think that helped. And I think the team-building skills were really awesome. And it connected the science, technology, engineering, math in a really fun way, you know, building a tomahawk tosser. It just connected it so beautifully, and you know, it was real world to them. So I thought it was awesome. I missed it last year.
Any other points that we haven't addressed in our questions that you want to make sure we capture about this project and your experience with it?
This is Tracy. One of the things that I think was helpful from my perspective and my background was I helped the team kind of understand project management.
Mm.
And so we did do a little bit of review of what it is to run a project and how you should be assigning roles and give people responsibility and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And we did on the whiteboard a schedule, kind of a, you know, here's the deadlines and here's what we have to do by then, and kind of backed it off from launch date. And we talked about testing and how you repeat testing. And so we did iterative testing. We took the launcher outside and went through that, and they took detailed notes and kind of adjusted. They learned how to, you know, shoot and measure and then adjust and things like that. And all of that will be applicable to any kind of engineering job they have in the future.
Yeah.
So hopefully that sunk in, even if they didn't realize it, they might reflect back and say, oh.
Yeah, they'll kind of have that experience
mm-hmm.
under their belt to
yeah.
draw on. That's
yeah.
great. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you all again for participating and coming out this afternoon. It's been really good to hear your stories and how these projects affect people in their everyday life. So thank you.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you.
Thank you.